What to make of the relatively low level of violence during last weekend's constitutional referendum in Iraq? There were a few incidents, but the bombings and killings that mark most days were absent. And Sunni Arabs, who boycotted elections last January, turned out in large numbers. As NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports, military intelligence and defense analysts say the dip in violence tells us something, that the insurgency is getting more organized and that it has a political agenda.
The Bush administration frequently characterizes the insurgency in Iraq as a bloodthirsty campaign that offers the Iraqi people nothing in terms of a political agenda. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice repeated that characterization yesterday during testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
The enemy has no positive vision for the future of Iraq. They offer no alternative that could unite Iraq as a nation.
Rice's statement certainly seems to apply to al-Qaeda and foreign insurgents operating in Iraq. But U.S. analysts say that Iraq's homegrown insurgents appear to have a different agenda. A senior military official who agreed to discuss this issue only anonymously says four or five well-known insurgent groups called for a ceasefire during the referendum and encouraged Sunnis to vote against the Constitution. Republican Richard Lugar of Indiana chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
It's notable that insurgent attacks in some Sunni areas were intentionally suspended during the voting to allow Sunni voters to go to the polls in the hopes of defeating the Constitution at the ballot box. This demonstrated that a substantial element of the insurgency is focused on the political outcome in Iraq, not merely on nihilistic terrorist philosophies.
A military intelligence official, who also requested anonymity, says the core insurgency definitely has a political agenda to end the U.S.-led occupation of Iraq, to obtain a share of Iraq's resources and wealth for the Sunni minority, and, if possible, to return Sunnis to political power. Jeffrey White, a defense fellow with the Washington Institute for Middle East Policy, offers a similar analysis.
What we're seeing over time now since the January elections is an increasing political aspect to the insurgency. We have overt political elements, Sunni Arab political elements, that appear to be closely tied to the insurgency and represent well-established insurgent goals of opposing the occupation and opposing the political transformation process.
Retired Colonel Patrick Lang, former head of Middle East Intelligence at the Defense Intelligence Agency, says that historically, insurgencies over time do consolidate and thus extend their level of command and control. Lang says that is what is happening with the insurgents in Iraq, and the low level of violence during the referendum, he says, is the evidence of it.
They were able to shut down combat operations and send the notables like clerics and people around people's houses in Anbar and Nineveh, Diyala, and Slahuddin to tell people that it was safe to go out and vote, that they should go out and vote against the Constitution.
Referendum Day wasn't totally free of violence, but the senior military official quoted previously says there was a significant drop in attacks that lasted for several days. According to that official, the insurgents no doubt have considerable command and control in Sunni areas. But so far, the official says, there seems to be no single insurgent leader who can control all of the Sunni triangle. Secretary Rice told senators yesterday that she expects Sunnis to turn out in large numbers for Iraq's next political landmark, the National Assembly election scheduled for mid-December. Jeffrey White says the Sunnis probably will participate, but not necessarily because they support Iraq's political transformation.
Looks like their political strategy is to use the political process, much like the Nazis did in the late 20s and 30s, to get inside the system and damage it from within.
Jeffrey White says the challenge is to bring the Sunni Arabs into the political process as constructive players. The senior military official interviewed for this report says that some members of the current Iraqi government have been working behind the scenes trying to do just that. That backroom diplomacy convinced one Sunni group, the Iraqi Islamic Party, to vote for the Constitution. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.